This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Donald Trump called Obama scum. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com. Oh, I know, that's not the way you heard it, right? He didn't direct his comment at Obama, but the message, folks, was loud and clear.
So what am I going to do? You'll find out what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say what I'm going to do, but I will tell you the whole thing turned out to be a scam, and it turned out to be a disgrace to our country, and it was a takedown of a duly elected president, and these people suffered greatly. General Flynn, I mean, what they did to him, and even the FBI said, and they had some... And nobody bigger fan of the FBI than me at the level of the people that really matter. But the top of the FBI was scum. And what they did to General Flynn, and you know it, and everybody knows it, was a disgrace. He was in the service for over 30 years. He ends up being a general and respected. Respected. And almost his first day in office, they come in with papers. They want to investigate him. Never happened before. And now the tables are turned. Investigate the investigators, I guess. These were crooked people. These are bad people. These are very dangerous people. You know what they are, though? They're scum. They're human scum.
You're here. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. The president calling the head of the Departments of Justice, or the Department of Justice and the people therein, all the people who tried this coup against him, human scum. And that's Barack Obama. Who's really at the top of this thing, right? Who's the top of the FBI? It's not James Comey. It's the president. The buck stops with Obama. The people, by the way, who remain in the miserable party of lynching of Negroes are culpable for Barack Obama's actions. You, too, are human scum. Those of you who left the party of lynching of Negroes, congratulations to you. Congratulations for finally waking up and seeing the light. The list of things, folks, that make Obama scum begin with the people he put around him. All scum. Obama hired empty suits with pumped up resumes. The only thing more empty than their suits are their heads. They're so full of themselves and their bullcrap degrees, they've lost sight of reality. And that happened decades ago. These leftists, they crave nothing but power. They will use whatever vessel they can to deliver power to themselves. And in 2008, that vessel was the scumbag we know as Barack Obama, and who I not so affectionately call Baby Black Jesus. President Trump is the only person in the history of politics who had the guts to confront Obama head on. No equivocation. None. Trump now knows what Barack Obama did to him once Donald Trump completely confounded the experts and became president of the United States. He earned it. And that smooth transition of power that Obama promised was as big a lie as Barack Obama's presidency. He wasn't even vaguely finished with a complete evisceration of Obama officials who were involved in what I know and you know is a travesty of justice. He absolutely used the right word in calling them scum. Human scum. The president also retweeted multiple times memes taking aim at Obama, including one account that posted a graphic over Obama over the slogan, "Watergate will look like a parking ticket." Folks, do you understand what's happening here? The president of the United States has his sea legs. That would be Donald Trump. He knows what's going on now. There isn't any guesswork. He's not going, huh, I wonder, you know, we fought it out. It was a tough battle, but now we're all going to work together. He now realizes with complete knowledge there is no way these people will work with him, ever. He knows this. So now he's starting to tweet and he's starting to say, there's going to be hell to pay. I'm going to make sure that these people know that I know what's going on. And that's where we find ourselves right now. And over the weekend, I know you didn't miss this. I know you didn't. It was on a Sunday. The president was lashing out at CNN, Brian Stelter. He lashed out at Chuck Todd. His tweet storm came in response to the criticism of people who would dare criticize this administration for dropping charges against Michael Flynn, an innocent man. Flynn, as you know, accused of lying to the FBI, because I don't know what I would do if two people came into my office and started asking me. It's kind of like, have you ever had a phone call where somebody says, hey, listen, is the man of the house home? And you're like, well, yeah. Oh, listen, can I have his name? And you're like, wait a minute, who is this? It's Bill. His name is Bill. Okay, well, could you go get Bill? And then the FBI come in and go, well, listen, we called you in a sting, and we asked you to get the man of the house ready, and you did not go get, you said the man of the house was Bill, and your name, sir, is Kevin. We set a perjury trap, and you just fell into it. That's essentially a very simplistic thing of what Flynn's going, wait a minute, who are you guys? What are you doing over here asking these questions about Russia? You didn't go through protocol. Comey, look, I don't need to play the clip again. Comey brags. We knew that the administration was in transition. We couldn't have gotten away with this, he says, with a smarter administration. So we just sent some agents over. We already know what Baker or somebody there said, wait a minute, are we just trying to get this guy to lie? Are we trying to entrap him? He knew what was going on. So did Comey. So this is where we find ourselves in this really interesting little piece. And that's why I wrote a piece called, yeah, Donald Trump is so stupid. Well, if he's so stupid, why is it that everybody else has their yinkings in a vice? He's got their you-know-whats in a vice, a very tiny vice. If Donald Trump is so stupid, how is it that Adam Schiff is running for his political life? Barack Obama, when I get to him, he is so afraid right now. It's unbelievable. He's paralyzed with fear. When we get back, we talk more about Obamagate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talked earlier about games that people are playing. Politics, the blood sport. A lot of game playing going on. And this one now, the game has changed. I'm glad the president finally caught on to the game, and he is writing a whole new set of rules. And it began with what happened with Mike Flynn. But I want to talk about Obamagate, because Obama finally chimed in, and I'm going to get to him being scared here in a bit. But he chimed in. The news over the last 24 hours, I think, has been somewhat downplayed about the Justice Department dropping charges against Michael Flynn. And the fact that there is no precedent that anybody can find for someone who's been charged with perjury just getting off scot-free. That's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried about the basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is at risk. Yeah, Barack Obama talking about rule of law. And he goes on to say, and when you start moving in those directions, it can accelerate pretty quickly, as we've seen in other places. I don't know what he's talking about. What's he talking about? Oregon with Antifa? Cleveland with Black Lives Matter? Is that what he's talking about? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Barack Obama He had the worst thing happen to him over the weekend that could possibly happen to a citizen in the United States outside of turning the FBI and the entire Department of Justice on him. And that is having Donald Trump put you in the spotlight in a tweet. And that is exactly what the president did. And it may seem, what's the big deal, Kevin? He called it Obamagate. Remember when we called it Obamacare? Do you call it the Affordable Care Act or do you call it Obamacare? What about when Trump decided that he was no longer going to refer to the news as the mainstream media and he decided to call it the fake news media? How'd that work out? Well, now we've got Obamagate. Oh, before I get to that, let me say this. First of all, Barack Obama, Mr. Constitutional Lawyer, Mike Flynn was not accused of perjury. He was accused of lying to FBI agents. Effectively obstruction of justice. He was not accused of perjury. And if it was anything close, if he had a D behind his name and worked for Hillary Clinton, he wouldn't have even gotten a slap on the wrist because it was not lying. What he was doing was saying, I'm not answering your stupid questions, FBI. How are you knowing things that I'm not supposed to be talking about? And if I can't tell you, if you don't have the clearance, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, you don't need a lawyer. There's no reason for you to have a lawyer unless you're guilty of something. What do you think Mike Flynn, a 3-star general who's worked for 3 or 4 presidential administrations, would be guilty of? He's not a Clinton. He's not an Obama. He's not a John Kerry. He's not a Joe Biden. He's not a scumbag leftist. Human scum, which is what the president calls him. And for the record, that is exactly what they are. They want to get mad at me. Oh, Kevin, you're too tough on him on the radio. How dare you? You shouldn't be able to say these things publicly. Okay, take me off. I'll still be saying them out publicly where I live. I mean, I'll be saying them over the airways, but ask me if I care. I keep telling people, don't threaten me to take me off the air and give me back my life. I'll take it. Obamagate. It's what President Donald Trump called the attempted coup of his presidency. And I'm going to tell you, if you've learned nothing about the president's tweets, he does not message without knowing what the outcome will be. Do I need to talk to you about when he messaged about he tweeted about the border issues and those Mexican cartel members coming across, the drug dealers and the human traffickers and all this other stuff, and they accuse him of being xenophobic and prejudiced against Hispanics, particularly Mexicans? And Trump says, I don't care what you said. We need to close our borders. We're going to build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. And I'm going to win, and we're going to start building that wall. Well, where are we, people? I want to ask people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, who's more right on that issue? What do you think about building a wall? Do you think that that's been reinforced with the dreaded Chinese Wuhan game that's been played on us? I talked about that in the first hour. Of course, we now know what's going on there. Games, people. Games, and we're winning these games. Barack Obama wasn't in the fight. They said this is the first time that a former president has chimed in on a new president. Maybe, I guess you could, I count George Bush saying some negative things about Trump, but it wasn't nearly as bad. This is the first time that a former president has said, I'm going to interfere in the existing president's election cycle, or his tenure, his administration. First time in history. Why do you think that's happening? We'll talk about that in a little bit. It's unbelievable what's happening here, people. A scandal of this magnitude cannot be accomplished without presidential approval. And what happened with Flynn has Obama right back in the spotlight, which, by the way, for many of us, he never left it. His idea of a smooth transition meant he was going to get Trump no matter what. He was aware of the details of then incoming National Security Advisor Mike Flynn's intercepted December 2016 phone calls with then Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. Apparently surprising then Deputy Secretary Sally Yates, Deputy Attorney General, Sally Yates. And this was the documents that came out.
Obama's unexpected, intimate knowledge of the details of Flynn's calls, which the FBI acknowledged at the time were not criminal or even improper, but it raised eyebrows because of his own history with Flynn and because the top FBI officials secretly discussed whether their goal was to, quote, get Flynn fired when they interviewed him on January the 24th of 2017. That's a pretty trivial thing for the President of the United States to be aware of in the scheme of things. So what they're essentially saying without saying it, and I'll just say it for them, Obama knew that Flynn was a setup. They knew it. And if there's one thing that proves that Flynn was a stand-up guy, it's the fact that Obama wanted him out. He warned the Trump administration against hiring Flynn, made clear that he was not a fan. This is multiple people who've said this. Obama had fired Flynn as head of the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014, cited insubordination, while Flynn asserted he was pushed out for his aggressive stance on combating Islamic extremism. They didn't like him. And you know why they didn't like Flynn? Because he was effective. This cabal met on January 5th of 2017 in the Oval Office. It was Sally Yates, the then Deputy Director of the FBI, then FBI Director Comey, then Vice President Joe Biden, CIA Director John Brennan, National Intelligence Director James Clapper, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, and many other minions, all of whom were anti-Trumpers. And we know that this meeting, because of the declassified documents, including the 302 document, which is the FBI's witness report, and they said they discussed Russian interference. But let me tell you, folks, in truth, everyone in this meeting shared a hatred of Donald Trump. Their vitriol is a matter of public record, and this meeting brought together the key members of the traitorous activities against President Trump. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying in a video conference during a Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci warns against reopening the United States too soon amid the deadly coronavirus outbreak.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Pushing back on Fauci's testimony, Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul.
So I think we ought to have a little bit of humility in our belief that we know what's best for the economy. And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision.
House Democrats are releasing a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. The House does plan to vote on that package Friday. This is USA Radio News. The green light is given to a huge solar energy project in Nevada. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A massive solar energy project near Las Vegas has been given the go-ahead from the federal government. The Interior Department yesterday approved the 690-megawatt Gemini Solar Project, which will be the world's eighth-largest solar power facility. Gemini is expected to generate electricity for 260,000 homes and businesses. The 7,000-acre complex 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas is scheduled to begin producing energy early next year, with final completion expected as soon as early 2022.
The Department of Transportation is warning airlines for a second time to refund canceled tickets for flights after yielding 25,000 customer complaints. The department is focusing on airlines who are using unfair refund policies to deny customers reimbursement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Barack Obama is scum, and so was the majority of the people who worked for him. Or so were, I should say, the majority of the people who worked for him. Scum. Human scum. Just talk about this White House briefing that occurred right before they fired Flynn, and it had every member of the Department of Justice. It had all their heads, and then it had Susan Rice. It had all the cast of characters and a few minions, and their discussion in that meeting was, how do we get Trump now? What is it we have to do? And the head Negro in charge was Barack Obama. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. And then after this briefing, Barack Obama asked Yates, Sally Yates, and Comey to stay behind. He then told these two Trump haters and co-conspirators that he had learned of information about Flynn, that his conversation with Russia's ambassador about sanctions had occurred. And Obama specified that he didn't want any additional information on the matter, but was seeking information on whether the White House should be treating Flynn any differently, given the information. Well, Barack Obama knew the spy game was going on. Look, folks, when the truth comes out about this, America's going to learn that Obama gave the order for the Code Red. Let's get Lieutenant Caffey in here, and let's get him to admit it, because he will. He's too pompous. He wants to tell us what he did. When he was out there on late-night TV going, Rocco, Donald Trump will never be president. Ha, ha, ha. He'll never be the president. Donald, you know, because he was reading those tweets, and Donald Trump tweeted, Barack Obama's a terrible president. Well, I might be, but you'll never be president, Mr. Cocky. That's what he said. Yeah, we only know a small amount, folks, about the real crimes committed by this administration. It's amazing, though, what people are willing to do when they don't think they will be caught. And that is exactly what Obama and his minions in his administration believe. They bet on being insulated from justice by the election of Hillary Clinton. A massive fail of monumental proportions. And each day, that thread holding the cabal together gets more loose. More and more participating co-conspirators cutting deals with the Trump Justice Department. I can't even tell you. I so wish I was in the DOJ right now, just as a fly that could hear and understand, so I could come report back to you. But I can speculate. I may not be that fly, even though I am rather cool. I'm going to tell you, they are absolutely crapping their pants all over D.C. right now. You better believe it. I can only imagine when Durham issues his report, how ironclad it is going to be. Donald Trump is going to say, he's saying to them, when you bring this information, it better be bulletproof. And don't worry, folks, it will be. Yep. Ironclad. No way for the left to spin their evil deeds. Barack Obama is the most scared. Brennan hadn't had a tweet in 3 weeks. And then he decided to come out with something. I don't even remember what it was. It was such a weird tweet. I mean, people were ridiculing just his language that he used. I forget one word that he used, but it was weird. But anyway, he finally came out of hiding, and every time he comes out, it's like Comey. America's ready for justice, and they're tired of this inadequate leadership and things like this. And all of them trying to point the feet. They so wish they had the level of... the ability to make you, sway. But they can make you say, oh yeah, oh my gosh, Comey, he's so dreamy. He says it all. You know, the FBI, we know they didn't do anything wrong. Those days are over. People are calling for Ray to be fired. And he should be. When the question I saw on a Twitter was, when does Trump fire Ray and get a legitimate FBI director? He needs to go. He should resign or be fired. He was supposed to be the solution for the beleaguered bureau, but he's the problem. No reforms, nothing more than an illusion. Replaced by a deliberate cover-up of FBI malfeasance in the Trump-Russia investigation. That's what John Solomon wrote about him. And he went on to talk about some of the things that were going to happen with this guy. But before I get to that, let me tell you what it says. Getting rid of Flynn would achieve a dual purpose. First, it would eliminate the threat of an experienced intelligence officer in the White House who would surely uncover the FBI scheme to falsely implicate Trump in a non-existent collusion conspiracy. Second, it would badly damage the president a mere 4 days into his nascent administration. The new document showed that they were all, Comey, McCabe, and Strzok, desperate to neutralize Flynn. He'd been investigated, surveilled by the FBI, which at one point deployed a confidential human source who was unable to dig up any dirt on a retired lieutenant general. Flynn was a patriot, not a Russian agent. No derogatory information was identified. One memorandum dated January 4th, 2017. Why is that date important? Because the very next day, Obama convened at the White House all the people I just talked about. Clapper, head of the defense, the director of national intelligence. Brennan, head of the CIA. Comey, head of the FBI. Susan Rice, his security advisor, national security advisor. And on and on. He had his entire top-level staff that said, we got nothing on Flynn. So they said, let's bring out that obscure Logan Act. That's what we'll do. And that's what they got this guy on. Nothing. He goes on to say, all this information contained in the documents concealed for years by Ray's FBI made public last week after a suspicious AG Barr ordered a review of the Flynn matter. Under the law, such exculpatory evidence is required to be turned over to the defendant. A judicial order in the Flynn case also mandated it. They kept this information from him. They concluded on January 24th that Flynn did not lie, although Strzok and his lover, FBI lawyer Lisa Page, substantially rewrote the original report in violation of agency protocol. She violated protocol. And moreover, worse than this, we find out they can't find the 302s that showcase all of the things that these people have done. At every turn, he writes, Ray has fought the release of innumerable classified documents that would reveal the plethora of shameless acts committed by the FBI during the Trump-Russia probe. It was Ray who worked assiduously to prevent the release of the Nunez memo that revealed rampant misdeeds, if not lawlessness, by the FBI. He opposed and delayed the damning FISA court opinion that criticized the FBI for deceiving judges in their unlawfully obtained warrants to spy on Trump's campaign advisor, Carter Page. What more do I need to tell you about Ray? Do you need any more information? He says, once again, Ray has proved the adage that cover-up is worse than the crime. His only objective as FBI director is to hide evidence of wrongdoing while insisting that the Bureau is incapable of lies and fraud. We now know better. Americans are right to be fearful of the FBI. This is what he writes. We have a right to be fearful. Because these people will do anything, say anything, they don't care. He had the opportunity, Ray did, to clean it up, to fess up, to come clean. And you know what they thought? We'll get him with impeachment, and they didn't. You know what they think? We'll get him when he can't get reelected. Well, I'm going to tell you, if I'm Trump, I don't wait this time. You think Trump's gone on offense? I think he has. He called them human scum. Do you think that that's going to go away? Do you think that the FBI is now looked at as, oh, no, Donald Trump is a human scum? Or do you think that he's finally making some headway? Because I think he's making headway. He called this Obamagate. He says it's going to make Watergate look like a parking ticket. And he's exactly right. Watergate is not. No, let me tell you what's going to make Watergate look like. A paid parking ticket. A paid one. You got a parking ticket, sir, at the corner of blah, blah, blah and Walker. What does it show? Is there a warrant out for it? No, it was paid. Just reminding you that you did get one. Oh, okay, well, thank you. Because this is huge. Carl, Art, many others that contact the show, 844-551-8255, and tell me, Kevin, when is justice going to get served? You're getting it. I told you, be patient. You're finally getting what never was supposed to see the light of day. And it only gets worse, because when we come back, I'm going to talk about Barack Obama showcasing fear. There isn't even any question. This man is scared to death about what awaits him. And he has finally decided, you know what? I got to chime in. He's a rich man. Why is he bothering with this?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I've asked many leftists this question. I've said it on this show many times. Those that are hoping for Trump's demise, I've asked you, does he look scared to you? Donald Trump has the confidence of a billionaire celebrity turned president married to a trophy model. Unless you're God, you can't get any more confident than that, baby. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Confidence. Donald Trump comes on TV, whether he's about to jump on Huey 1,
or Air Force One. He says, you know, these people, these human scumbags like Barack Obama and Comey and Clapper, he names them. They're a bunch of scumbags. They're human scum. Oh, and by the way, this is Obamagate. Let's call it that. Let's call it what it is. And I already told you, when Trump labels you, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Ask any of the people that he defeated. Ask the people that he's up against right now. All of them have nicknames. You think Donald Trump's going to lose? Negro, please. Confident. Trump is living the dream despite this constant barrage of rock throwing. And I call it rock throwing. You might as well call it pebble throwing. It's like throwing rocks at Superman. Superman's like, you do know I'm made out of steel, right? Tungsten, in fact. For those of you who don't know, tungsten is the strongest metal in the universe that we've discovered thus far. The man of steel. Call Trump the man of tungsten. Trump loves his job. Even though these guys come after him, he finds himself firmly in control of things at this very moment. Democrats, though, are publicly panicking. They are panicked. Every move they've made shows me, I'm astute. I'm looking at things. I'm a student of observation. And I'm watching them and I'm going, you people are panicking. I'm like Eddie Murphy. They're out there panicking. Watch them. Hold on a minute. They're going to be selling stuff off and stuff. We're going to buy these pork bellies back at a fraction of the price. That's about what's about to happen, people. We're about to buy politics back at a fraction of the price. You can tell them that Donald J. Trump set the market. Can I get an amen and hallelujah? Yeah, because that was pretty cool referencing trading places like that. You have to admit. Trump loves his job. Even though they're going after him. He's like, oh, they threw another wrinkle? Well, give me the iron. And he irons it out. He's at a point now where he just uses spray. Psst, 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 the wrinkles just fall out. Suit looks like it fits him like a glove, because it does. But Barack Obama's scared. Scared beyond his skinny, he knows his skinny little shoulders can't hold what's about to befall him. This dude is panicked. And he's panicked so much so that he made a phone call. And I think this was to like a bunch of, you know, people that were like on a fundraising call or something. And he, you know, inside the Democratic Party. But we got it. So let me let you hear this. You probably heard it, but I'm going to tell you what it really means.
The news over the last 24 hours, I think, has been somewhat downplayed about the Justice Department dropping charges against Michael Flynn. And the fact that there is no precedent that anybody can find for someone who's been charged with perjury just getting off scot-free. That's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is at risk. And you know, when you start moving in those directions, it can accelerate pretty quickly, as we've seen in other places. So I am hoping that all of you feel the same sense of urgency that I do. Whenever I've campaigned, I've always said, this is the most important election. Especially, obviously, when I was on the ballot, yeah, that always feels like the most important election. This one, I'm not on the ballot, but I am pretty darn invested. We got to make this happen.
Allow me to translate that last part for you. That was Barack Obama saying, "I may not be on the ballot, but my butt is on the line." Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Scared. Over the last 24 hours, I think that has somewhat been downplayed. Yeah, it's been downplayed. Yeah, he says he's worried about not just institutional norms. You want to know what the new institutional norms are? The new institutional norms are the left cheating and getting away with it anyway, anytime they choose. You disrupted the institutional norms when you helped Donald Trump get elected. You disrupted institutional norms when you clamored and said, he needs to be free. Flynn needs to be free. He needs to be, he doesn't even need a pardon now. He's completely exonerated. Same with Manafort, Papadopoulos, all of them. If you think these people are not going to all come back and sue, I think they should sue, and the only people who should pay are registered Democrats. Yeah, he says, I hope you feel the sense of urgency that I do. He says, whenever I campaign, I've always said that this is the most important election, especially obviously when I was on the ballot, but that's not always like, that always feels like the most important election. But he says, this one, this is the one that can burn them all. Barack Obama has a very good reason to be scared out of his wits. Yeah, this guy, he tweeted this. He says, private phone call leaked of Obama saying rule of law is at risk because of Flynn being exonerated. Sounds to me like he's really worried about himself becoming the center of attention. Believe me, I'd say he's very concerned. He should be. So here's what I ask about when I saw this, when I read this. I mean, I saw the, listen to it. I'll get it out. Yeah. I said, that sounds like a scared guy. See, for those keeping score of scared versus not scared, Donald Trump scared 0, Obama scared 177. Did you feel the sense of urgency that he conveyed? I'm going to answer for you. Yes, you did. This is a guy who's now worth $50 million. He's got a home on Martha's Vineyard. He's a retired president. He's making a lot of money speaking. He's jet-setting with people. No, I mean, he could play as much golf and as much basketball as he wants. While he maintains an investment in the party, he's done. He gave 8 years of his life to a cause that he fought and believed in, and for all intents and purposes, won. He's going to go down in history, if it were written today by the people that write this crap, the same people that give out awards in Hollywood. He's a genius. He's a hero. He's a god. He could just go away. Why doesn't he? What would you do? I'm going to ask you. It's a very simple question. What would you do if you'd served your time, and let's for the sake of discussion say that there were crooked people in your administration and you weren't aware of it, and you were asked, if it were me, I'd say, hey, listen, I gave the best of me for 8 years. I can't speak for what everybody did during my time. I felt like we had a scandal-free administration. But let me tell you this. If there are people who did some shenanigans, so be it. I'm off to go be a former president. And I wish this country success in finding out what's going on. Barack Obama said nothing like that. He came out saying, boy, y'all don't even want to begin to know what you better make sure. If you think trying to get Hillary elected was a big deal, now we are really, guys, look, batten down the hatches. We got all hands on deck. You know, everybody grab their musket. I don't know how many other references I can make, but you get what I'm saying. That's fear. Dead man walking. Not trying to kill Obama for those, oh, Kevin, there you are threatening him. No, I'm saying politically dead man walking. The man who famously said, I didn't have any scandals during my tenure. Really? How about the biggest scandal in political history? Folks, is this a surprise? Are you surprised by anything I'm telling you? Not if you listen to this program. We've been talking about this for the better part of 2-3 years. It's just now coming to fruition.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.